Hi, it's Nancy from the library, and you are about to hear one of the winning entries from the third annual Page One Writing Contest. So much talent in our little town. Here's page one of Twin Buttes. Detective Duke Schroeder shouldered his way up the steps of the Parker Hotel against the outgoing tide of tourists on their way to board the first scenic rail trip of the day. It was Heritage Days in Twin Buttes, Colorado, the annual fall celebration of the town's Victorian past. One of the main draws was the oldest steam rail in the country, bringing enthusiasts from all over the world to ride and photograph the vintage train against the backdrop of seasonal red-gold aspens and endless cornflower blue skies. The train tracks, built for hauling ore in the 1880s, ran along the Turquoise River, the Turk to locals, from Twin Buttes to Silver Falls and back, sometimes dizzyingly high above the river through a rugged wilderness accessible only by foot, pack horse, or the train itself. The old Parker Hotel, built in 1886, was the preferred lodging for those enamored of the early industrial aesthetic. They returned annually for the original Bradbury and Bradbury wallpaper, the carefully maintained and restored woodworking in every room, the saloon with its ragtime pianist and anachronistically attired waitresses. This weekend, there would be locals dressed up in period costumes wandering around the well-preserved downtown, parasols in hand, pistols on the hip. There would be staged gunfights in front of the hotel at regular intervals, and Duke knew from his days on the local police force there would be all manner of misbehavior by young and old alike. In spite of his local lineage, dating back to his great-great-grandfather, the town's first postmaster, he found this particular resurrection of the past to be a bit tiresome. He felt a grudging affection for his hometown. It, like family, had taken him in when he had to come back, after a decade of sorrow-driven wandering. He was wrung out then from the work of forgetting, and the familiar streets, mountain vistas, and favorite fishing holes worked better than whiskey had in settling his mind. Still, the manufactured Old West stage-set atmosphere and its attendant nostalgia for lawlessness made him impatient and more surly than usual. He leaned on the heavy front door and entered the lobby, nodded hello to the receptionist behind the desk, and proceeded down the hallway to his appointment with Fred Parker, third-generation owner of the hotel. He glanced only briefly at the glass display case directly across from the reception desk. That its contents could be the cause of an FBI investigation that was about to blow up and, by extension, the reason for his visit this morning, still mystified him. It wasn't that there was any ambiguity about the wrongness of the whole thing. It was more that the artifacts had been sitting here in the lobby for years without generating so much as a guest complaint, let alone full attention of the FBI's Southwest Bureau. But collecting was one thing. Theft was another. Twin Buttes by Gwendolyn Grant is an honorable mention in this year's Page One Writing Contest. To read the rest of this work, you'll need to ask them. Thanks to our sponsors, Maria's Bookshop, Friends of the Library, KDR, KSUT, and the Durango Public Library. And thanks to all the writers who've submitted their work. Well done.